Hello and welcome, Hive Mind. This is Dr. Amy Pike and Dr. Amy Learn, the Amies, and you're listening to the Behavior Buzz podcast, a veterinary behavior podcast that aims to bring cutting-edge scientific information and education to pet parents, behavior professionals, and the veterinary community. Today, we're talking about doggy and kitty art with the amazingly talented Lily Chin. So join us now to set the record straight on the hottest and most controversial topics, although it's not a controversy that Lily is the best. I am your co-host, Dr. Amy Pike, a board-certified veterinary behaviorist, here with my wonderful partner in crime, the other Dr. Amy.
Hello, everyone. I am Dr. Amy Learn, also a board-certified veterinary behaviorist and co-owner of the Animal Behavior Wellness Center with the lovely Dr. Pike here in Virginia. We're coming to you live from the PRN PharmaCal studios with our executive producer, Taryn Blaze.
Thank you, Amy's. On today's episode of The Behavior Buzz, we will be discussing a topic near and dear to my own heart, and we have an amazing guest. I'm so excited, Lily Chin. But before we get started, Dr. Amy's, what's getting you buzzed during today's episode?
Today, I am drinking a wine from my monthly wine club. It's a white wine from Bosnia-Herzegovina. It's really good.
And I am getting into the artistic mood, drinking a Cosmopolitan.
Ooh, fancy.
You can find all of our signature cocktail and mocktail recipes on our website, behaviorbuzz.com. That's behaviorbuzz with six Z's, because art is zen.
I love it.
And what is our guest imbibing today, Lily?
Hi, everyone. So it's 9 a.m. over here in Los Angeles, and I'm having a cup of coffee.
Fair, totally fair.
Love it. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Come on, Lily.
That's right.
All right, Behavior Buzz fans, what is all the buzz about today? Lily Chin is an artist well known for her globally popular dog art, while her work also includes cats and other species, which we'll talk about. Since 2008, she has been providing custom illustration and a catalog of art products for sale. Lily Chin's dog behavior infographics have become a popular tool for dog training professionals, veterinarians, behaviorists, and welfare groups who advocate for humane animal training methods. A partial list of prominent behaviorists, authors, and organizations that have used her art include the late Sophia Yin, Fear Free Pets, RSPCA, the International Association of Animal Behavior Consultants, or IAABC, and International Cat Care. Her first book, Doggy Language, A Dog Lover's Guide to Understanding Your Best Friend, was published by Summersdale in October 2020. Her newest book, Kitty Language, An Illustrated Guide to Understanding Your Cat, is available now, published by 10 Speed Press in summer 2023. Lily Chin is Malaysia-born and currently lives in Los Angeles with her writer husband and two rescued and bonded cats, Mambo and Shimmy. Her muse is her rescued blue-eyed Boston Terrier, Boogie. She loves making frozen desserts, listening to podcasts, and playing board games. We're excited to have you here today, Lily.
Welcome.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
So let's dive into some questions. That way we can get to know Lily and her art a little bit better. So I know you have a special pet in your history, Boogie, that helped you find some importance in what you do. Tell us a little bit about him.
Okay, so I was working in animation. That's my background. This was back in 2007. And I adopted Boogie from a rescue. He's a Boston Terrier. He was a Boston Terrier. And I'd been fostering dogs for a little while, so because I wanted to know if I could have a dog, like, you know, how that would work out. And I was ready, so I adopted Boogie. And, like, just shortly after I adopted him, and by the way, he was perfect. We thought he was perfect. There was nothing wrong with this beautiful, happy, cheerful, friendly dog. And then he bit my building manager, and he bit the postman, and he was biting people.
Oh, no.
And I almost got evicted from my apartment. I was in a rental apartment at the time. And that set into motion a whole lot of stuff. Like, I was pretty devastated, like, because I was basically put in a position where I had to move out of my apartment or get rid of my dog. And in a frantic search for, you know, some solution, I got in touch with a dog trainer who said, yes, they can fix the problem. They guaranteed it in writing. And this dog trainer put a prong collar on Boogie. We had to do this obedience course where he was always corrected for every little movement he did. He had to be tethered like 24 hours. And anyway, it was quite harsh. And the short of it was that I was really stressed and he got more reactive towards people. He became more scared and nervous around people. And so I, to cut a very long story short, I went on the internet. I looked for answers and I connected with Grisha Stewart, who was writing a Dogster column at the time. And her response was, get rid of the prong collar, look into something I'm doing called BAT, behavior adjustment training. There are different methods to fix this problem. And I also started reading books by Karen Pryor and bought a clicker, got some treats, and taught Boogie to just walk loosely on leash. And it was amazing. I just saw this huge change in him. I just saw him come alive. His personality blossomed. And I was like a convert at that point. I was like, I want to learn more. So I hired a different trainer, who was Sarah Owings. And she gave me all these books and DVDs to look at. And one of them was Turit Rugas's, you know, Calming Signals book and Calming Signals DVD, and she showed me all this body language stuff that I hadn't noticed before. And I just remember being blown away by, like, why do we not know this? Like, why is this information not out there? Like, we've got the Dog Whisperer and none of this. So I started illustrating, and I had a blog at the time, back in the day when people had blogs, and I illustrated everything that I was learning, all these little training adventures I had with Boogie. And I think that was kind of how I dog trainers started contacting me to illustrate for them, like Sophia, like, you know, I did also cold call Sophia Yin, Dr. Sophia Yin, and say, hey, I'm an illustrator, I really love what you're doing, do you need any illustrations? And she hired me, and I was a illustrator for 3 years, and Grisha Stewart hired me to illustrate her book, and from there on, like, you know, my career went from drawing dog portraits, people's pets, to doing more infographic style of art.
I love that.
And yeah, so dog body language kind of was a big part of that. Like, I got hired to do a lot of dog body language charts because I guess the world needs them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That is such an amazing and transformative story. I love that. Every little piece of it is wonderful.
Amy, did you notice she said she cold called those people?
Is that a theme?
It's like a theme on our podcast.
We all just cold call people that we want to meet, and it just happens.
It's so cool.
Well, I've never done it before. Like, I've never cold called anyone before, so it was kind of a big deal.
It's okay to do that. We're telling you, it's okay.
Yeah. That's how Amy and I met. She called me, so yeah. It's all good. Yeah. So Boogie's no longer with us, correct, Lily?
Yeah, he passed away in 2020. He was 16. Yeah.
Oh my goodness,
good old man.
Such a long life. I love that. So sadly, I think everyone in our industry who knows him did mourn the day that he died, so we're still sorry for his passing.
And we love looking at pictures of him every day.
Every day. Every day.
You are by far one of my favorite behavior illustrators, and we give away doggy and kitty language to every new client we have in our practice. We called the companies and ordered piles and piles and boxes of those books, and we give them free to our clients. What are some of the ways that you have heard that your illustrations are used in helping others?
Well, I get emails from people. Well, first of all, thank you so much for, like, giving out the books. I really love to hear that. Well, I get emails from time to time from various people who have bought the book, and I think the most heartwarming thing is when people tell me their kids are, you know, they're obsessed with the book and they're reading it and they're learning how to see stress signals in their dogs. Just the other day, like, a friend of mine said she visited a friend of hers and met their dog, and she instantly noticed stress signals and knew not to approach the dog. And she only knew that because she'd just read my book. So these little stories, and people being able to see the difference between their dog being calm, like truly calm and relaxed, and their dog being stressed and not moving, to see these distinctions. So it's heartwarming to know that the book is making a difference.
Yeah. We have so many clients that once they read these, they're like, I've owned animals all my life and I had no idea. Like, they didn't know how to speak dog and cat, you know, language. So that, I mean, it's just perfect. We love them. So do you only focus on dog and cat drawings though?
I draw whatever people pay me to draw. No, I don't. I draw dogs and cats because most people have dogs and cats, but I have also done body language illustrations for like rabbits, pigs, hedgehogs, parrots, rats, and horses.
Oh, I love it. Yeah.
Fantastic. Pretty soon the giraffe and elephant one is going to come out, right?
Well, I would love to. If somebody contacted me about giraffes and elephants, sure.
Yeah. That would be awesome. I love it.
So do you currently have furry friends that are a muse to you? Do you like to draw your pets at home currently?
Yes, I do. So I have, so after Boogie passed away in 2020, we adopted, my husband and I adopted two cats in 2021. Mambo and Shimmy. Mambo is a black fluffy cat, long haired cat. And Shimmy's a tiny gray and white cat. And they're very bonded. Like, we don't know if they're little mates, but they love each other. And it's just a love fest every day. And, you know, they play, they snuggle, they, you know, they do lots of things together. They're a lot of fun.
That's cool.
They're hilarious.
I love it.
Outstanding. Thank you so much, Lily. What's up next, Dr. Pike?
Well, we're going to take a quick break with a word from our sponsors.
PRN stands for Pro Re Nata, a Latin phrase meaning as the circumstance arises. Since 1978, the veterinary community has trusted PRN Pharmacal to be here when needed, with industry-leading research and innovative products designed to improve animal health and quality of life.
PRN Pharmacal is a proud sponsor of the Behavior Buzz podcast and is committed to the physical and emotional health of animals everywhere. PRN Pharmacal, here when you need us.
Well, let's get back down to business. Lily, what is your most favorite project to date or your favorite thing to draw?
Oh, gosh. I love drawing. I mean, it changes all the time, but I'm thinking of like the book projects, Key Language and Doggy Language. My favorite thing was animals playing. Like, I like drawing dogs playing and cats playing. Cats especially, they're hilarious. And I think I just like drawing movement, like in doggy language you've got play faces and they're so exaggerated, and I mean they look like they're aggression, but they're not, they're just play faces. Right. And cats, when they wrestle and when they paw at each other, it looks like they're fighting, but they're actually playing, and I just think
it's
fun. Must
be really fun to just like watch your pets play and then like take that to the bank, essentially. I'm not that talented, let me tell you.
Nope. I can draw stick figures, and that's about it.
Well, we all have our own expertise.
True, that's true.
Yes.
No. And I feel like you are growing every day in popularity. Literally, your drawings are everywhere that I turn, which is fantastic. I love that. Have you had any issues with people stealing your art? How do you protect your creativity?
I've had my work stolen for years, from individuals to companies to corporations. The best protection is to register copyrights. And I think every artist or every writer, anyone who creates anything, should do this. I can't mention any names because I'm not allowed to, but I've had national level, clothing companies steal my work and put them on t-shirts and socks and things. And I've had to have lawsuits to settle these, and they've been settled. Whew. But every day there's more stuff come up. It's like whack-a-mole.
It's amazing they wouldn't know that, right?
I think people just assume that if it's on the internet, it's free. People, they find something on the internet and they assume, oh, it's in public domain, and which is a word that means something completely different. Public domain means that the creator has been dead for 70 years. And their copyright has released into the public. But every piece of work on the internet is created by someone and has a copyright. And I think most people don't know that. They think if it's on the internet, it's free for all. You can do whatever you want with it.
Yeah, but
exactly. And that's a word of warning to all of those art thieves out there, which is there is intellectual property law and we will come find you.
The Amy's will come find you.
By Taryn with her vigilante justice. I love it. But you do give quite a bit away for free. I mean, you have a lot of downloadable things on your website. What I also didn't realize is that you do custom pet portraits. How long does it take you to create such a unique masterpiece for a person?
And how do we sign up?
I've been doing custom pet portraits since 2007. I think, oh my God, has it been that long? And it doesn't take long because I've done a lot of these. And I did take a break. I took a break from custom pet portraits last year because I've been working on another book. Mm-hmm. And I've been so busy with that, I had to stop. But I'm going to start doing the pet portraits again soon.
Very cool. Can you tell us about your new book or no? Is it secret?
Yes, I can. It's called Dogs of the World. And it's basically a gallery of all my dog breed art that I've been doing for the past 10 years. And it has over 600 dogs in it. And there's also some information on the history of how dog breeds came about and what we can and can't know from a dog's breed.
Oh, that's so cool. Do you have a release?
That's amazing.
And it's published by the same publisher as Kitty Language, 10 Speak Press, and it'll be out in 2025. Ooh. In fact, I only just submitted the manuscript last week.
That's exciting.
So it's exciting, and I'm like, yay, I can actually do other things now with my life. But but I'm waiting for notes from my editor, so I'm also slightly anxious about, oh my God, I hope she likes
it. I'm sure she will love it.
Writing a book is such a big endeavor, and you've written several now. And did you ever see, as you are a youngster looking into the world, did you see your career taking this path? And where then do you see yourself 10 years from now?
So I did not see my career taking this path. I had no plans to be an author or to write books. It just happened, and I don't know how it happened. I was approached by Summersdale for Doggy Language. And then from then, I was being asked to do a cat version, and then I pitched a cat version, and then I got the two-book deal for Kitty Language and Dogs of the World. And honestly, I really didn't see this coming, and there's this part of me that is, having just been through a year of working on this book, there's a part of me that says, I'm never doing another book. Yeah, I don't know. I honestly don't know where I'll be 10 years from now. Hopefully, I'll keep learning new things and I mean, I'm sure it'll be something new because there's so much to learn.
I love it. I love it. Well, you're teaching us every single day with your work. So what is one thing you want the hive mind, which is our listeners, to take away from today's episode?
Okay, so I'm assuming that listeners are behavior professionals because this is a behavior professional podcast. Mm-hmm. And if you're considering hiring me for any illustrations, I am available. And I don't only draw dogs and cats.
Maybe giraffes and elephants. Yeah.
That's awesome. We'll do a zoo book, Amy. That'd be so fun.
Oh my gosh. I can't wait.
I would love to do like an animal body language book. Yeah, I think that would be really cool.
Super fun.
It'd be so
species.
Fun.
Yeah.
Great. This has been so exciting. So we end our show with a buzzkill segment, which we allow our guest, that's you, Lily, to bring up some special story or a controversy or the weirdest thing that a client or some kind of weird experience that you have had. Then the hive mind will vote. Is it buzzworthy?
Winning.
Or buzz kill.
La, 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 la.
So what would you like to share with us today?
So this is the part where I wish I could show you something visually, but I'll just tell you. So I sort of, you know, we were talking about pet portraits. There was this phase, actually this happens on and off, like people commission portraits of their pets doing something really bizarre or wearing something really bizarre. But so I went through this phase where people kept commissioning portraits of their cats in a car driving, and they get very specific. Like they said, you know, this is our cat, you know, I can't remember the name, two cats, we want them driving a silver Audi, and there has to be some reference to medical marijuana in the picture. So I had these two cats like behind the wheel, and then they had, what's that thing that hangs in front of the
like the rear view mirror?
Rear view mirror?
Yeah. The thing that hangs, you know, the dangly thing that you have off your mirror, whatever it's called. Well, I had like a marijuana.
Oh, like the tree freshener.
Yeah, like air
freshener.
That's hysterical.
Yeah. Oh,
that is oddly specific.
Very specific. And then somebody had a whole family of dogs and cats, and they wanted them dressed up as Wizard of Oz characters on the elephant road. So, like, you know, the dog was the monkey, and
was,
you know, specific costumes.
That's
for each
so funny.
Animal.
Well, I'm sure you did them justice.
I love them. Can we put copies of them on our website to show listeners what you're saying, or is that privacy issue?
No, it's not copy. I mean, it's copyright to me. I mean, I could certainly share it, but I don't know if I want to encourage it.
Good point.
That's fair. Only if none of these are commissioned ever again.
You're not repeating this. This is a one of a kind.
I'm not good at drawing cards. So, you know.
That is definitely odd coming from someone who never dresses her dogs up.
Oh, yeah.
I never dress my dogs up.
No, Tara never does. No.
Yeah.
I guess next Halloween they'll all be Wizard of Oz characters.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? I mean, I'll add it to the list.
Oh, goodness. Well, here at the Behavior Buzz, we know you are all busy bees who live and die by the science like we do. So we will put the references, which are how to purchase Lily's books from today's show, on the website. So buzz on over to the Honeypot page to find those.
And we just want to say a big thank you to our guest today, Lily Chin. What a wonderful episode. I don't even know that I've laughed so hard.
That was
fantastic.
Thank you for having me. That was so much fun.
Yeah, thanks, Lily. We really appreciate it. It's been really fun.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Well, good luck with the rest of your book. I'm sure your editor will love
Thank
everything
you.
About it. And an even bigger thank you to our hive mind. Without listeners like you, we would have nothing to buzz on about. So grab a drink or a mocktail and join us next time for cocktails and conversations.
Follow Behavior Buzz on Facebook. You know how to spell it.
And on Instagram at Behavior Buzz.
And on our website, behaviorbuzz.com.
Be positive.
Be informed.
Now buzz off.
Thank you to our sponsor, Milena DeMartini Incorporated, founder of the Separation Anxiety Certification Program for dog professionals and creator of the Mission Possible online course for guardians. Milena and her team of certified separation anxiety trainers work remotely with clients whose dogs are suffering from separation anxiety. Whether you are a dog owner or a dog professional, find the perfect resources to start your separation anxiety journey at MilenaDeMartini.com.
Thank you to our premium sponsor, PRN Pharmacal, the makers of Reconcile. Reconcile is an FDA-approved drug for the treatment of canine separation anxiety in conjunction with a behavior modification plan. PRN Pharmacal is committed to meeting the evolving needs of modern veterinary medicine and dedicated to developing products to strengthen the bond between pets and their people.
This episode is made possible by our premium sponsor, Nestle Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets and Supplements. Ask your veterinarian if Purina Pro Plan Veterinary Diets and Supplements are right for your pets.
While the Behavior Buzz podcast provides clinical insight into veterinary medicine and veterinary behavior, these statements are not intended to diagnose or treat a particular patient. If you have concerns about your pet, please contact your veterinarian or your nearest veterinary behaviorist.